they've taken on various roles within the community and partaken in initiatives which have benefited the community at large. Like, for example, the last Youth Awards, the group award, Eliza Casey and Maeve O'Grady, during the COVID restrictions, they organised for various training initiatives, digital media to be film, and in for young people who couldn't attend summer camps, and in conjunction with the Clare Youth Services, WordPress.com, they set up the first digital responder for that group, so that young people who couldn't attend, with say, summer camps, were able to partake in summer camps during the COVID period. They also set up a Zoom Christmas party, we'll say, for children in the special needs category. They took part in home activity packs, sent them out to families in the Ennis and Shannon area, which was appreciated by partners. Another example would be, we'll say, the special award. The winner was a Robbie Keogh. Robbie was 19. He lives in Lahinch. He was born with a condition known as the Noonan syndrome, a genetic disorder. And he was going to school in NSIMON CBS and completing his Leaving Cert. And while Robbie has this condition, he has had many operations and attends hospital in Dublin every month. He never hampered his ability to take part in with his character and love of football. And he was involved in the organizing of soccer blitzes. He was the manager of the first year football team. He coaches young members for NSIMON Sporting Club, coaching drilling. Even though he had this syndrome, he was inspirational to the young people who he was involved with. Then we had another individual award winner last time, was and I'm trying to pronounce his name, is Yakub Shinara. Yakub came over from Afghanistan, and he was living for the last couple of years in this Dunfermline in the Direct Provision Centre. Now, he organised small cricket matches, games with the residents of the group, and he helped out other residents who were unable to speak English. And he also learned English, and by achieving his goal, he was able to achieve a summer job and enroll in the secondary school in this Dunfermline. And then another type of winner was Caitlin Griffin. Caitlin is living in Carron, and she struggled with her early years, but participated in the community, and she was a positive role model. So that's the type of people we're looking for. She was a member of the Clare Youth Action and Coral and Nanogue, and both county and national executive. And she was involved in projects that were in the areas of discrimination, environmental issues, and promoting positive mental health. So you're looking at young people who have they're the new leaders, they're the leaders of the future. That's what we're looking for. People who have worked hard, young people, and that their achievements should be acknowledged.
And great to hear, Ronan, that there are young people, you know, playing a significant part in shaping and enriching community life in their respective counties. The closing date is fast approaching for nominations. It's the 10th of May. For those who may know a young person, or indeed, as I mentioned, a youth group who deserves recognition, how do they go about nominating them?
Yes. I won't name out, there's four categories. There's the individual award that is open to young people who have made a positive contribution, as I said, to their community, making it a better place to live. Then there's a group award. This applies to a group of two or more young people whose combined efforts have contributed positively to their communities. There's also the community safety award, which is for persons who, through their crime prevention or safety initiative, has made their communities a safer place to live. And then you have the Special Achievement Award, which is open to any young person who has overcome difficult circumstances or defied the odds and who's committed to deserving recognition. Now, the age group is aimed at, Alan, is the ages between 13 years and 21. The nomination forms are available at your local Garda station. They're also available by requesting an email to innis.community@garda.ie. We're asking local secondary schools, GA clubs, youth clubs, sporting organisations and local organisations to look around and acknowledge the commitment and the sacrifices that these young people and the challenges these young people have made in their parish, and by nominating for them for an award this year. And when they have completed the forms, they are submitted online at www.garda.ie, or with our sponsors and partners as well, www.snnairportgroup.ie.
Okay, I'm sure you're going to get...
I would like to thank the contribution of and the sponsorship of Shannon Airport Group. They have been with us since our first award, and their contribution has provided the winners of the awards with an award ceremony that is reflective of their contribution and accomplishments. In fairness, they have been with us since 2015, mm-hmm. so I want to acknowledge their support.